There are things that you just suddenly see differently. We call that seeing it in a different light, right? You just see it different. And you didn't do anything in particular. It's just like something that happened to me this morning with regard to religion. You just get up and go, huh, that's different. You just see it differently. It's something you're familiar with, but you see differently. What was that? A revelation. It's just as much a revelation as that thing where you've been working and working and working, and all of a sudden it's just there. Boom, revelation. Just came to light. Then, and to me, one of the most fun things, I noted three. The third thing is, you're just kind of going along minding your own business. Nothing in particular. And all of a sudden, just like a present, like a surprise party, the Spirit of God just shows up and go, here. And you just, whoa. That's how that thing about you don't act, you respond. That's how that happened. I wasn't thinking about it. I wasn't looking at it. I wasn't thinking about anything else. All of a sudden, this thought just went just like a light. You know what I'm talking about, right? You see it. And in this case, I saw and heard it. And I was like, whoa, that's you. Hi. What are you talking about? You don't act, you respond. And so I went and pulled it out, and there it was. You understand? God is delightful. He will be there when you're struggling, and the revelation you have will deliver you. He'll be there when you're looking, as you are building through wisdom, you are building that knowledge of Him. He will let you see things in ways that you haven't before, because you're bigger now. You've grown up. You've built up. You see something differently than you were before. And then sometimes, just because He loves you and delights in you, He will just surprise you with wonderful stuff for no reason, except He loves you and it helps you. And you can share it with other people. So I guess there's several reasons, actually. You should be receiving these things. You should expect them. You should know that it's true. You should know that God is doing these things. He will reveal to you. You may not be the president. You may not be some titan of business. You may not be a household word in your or name in your community, but you are still a son or daughter of God in His kingdom, withstanding with the authority of the name of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And anytime He tells you to speak, you can speak in His authority, because they were His words. His words coming out of your mouth, out from His thoughts in your mind, because you become of the same mind. This is, not only is this not far-fetched, it's simply the kingdom of God. And we have to talk about it more, because otherwise, how are you going to have faith for it, right? You are an influential person. And God will reveal to you. He will tell you. He will show you what He wants you to know. He will show you things. Now we're going all the way back to the beginning. He will show you things to declare. And those declarations, some of them will actually become your profession of faith that you have about yourself or other people or other things. But He will give you words to stand and declare. Sometimes you'll see it and simply speak it. Sometimes you may actually hear the words and go, okay, I'll do that. He will give you words to stand and declare, because men are still the ones with the authority in the earth with the words that we speak. They should just be God in us always. I'll leave you with one other thing, and I'll stop. Over in the 103rd Psalm, the 20th verse, I believe. It says, bless the Lord, bless Yahweh, Yahweh, the Lord, however you want to say that, his name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, okay? Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength and do his word. Excel in strength and do his word, hearkening or heeding the voice of his word. And I remember decades ago, a man named Charles Capps, I was listening to him. That was an old cassette tape. And he said, put your ear to the book. You know, this is the word of God. Everybody goes, yeah. Put your ear to it. Do you hear anything? Everybody said, no. He said, okay, if you want to hear the voice of the word of God, then you speak his word. You give his word voice. Okay? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about whether it's written in the book or whether God speaks to you in your spirit, because there are so many things to be revealed. The revelation will come and you will stand and declare, and even the angels themselves, when they hear the voice of God's word, whether it's him, quote, in heaven, or whether it's him by his spirit through your mouth, they, and this is something, when I'm speaking over you guys all the time, I thank him for the angels, these powerful beings, which is what this says, who are sent forth to minister for us as heirs of salvation, again, first chapter of Hebrews, that they organize the circumstances and situations in our lives, causing his will to be done in our lives out from heaven. That they organize the situations and circumstances in our lives, causing his will to be done out from heaven upon the earth. Okay, that's a combination of like three different places. You understand? That's the kind of power that you have. It doesn't matter what your quote name is. It doesn't matter what your vocation is. It doesn't matter how many people know your name. You are in the earth. You are withstanding. You have authority. And you should be coming, having this spirit of wisdom and revelation, building the knowledge of him in your life. Praise God. Y'all go ahead and stand up. Father, I thank you this morning. I know that your word is true. I know that you will accomplish in them whatever you will to do. And I believe that each and every one of them, they will receive wisdom and revelation in their lives that they can share with others and act on. Thank you, Jesus.